News from Bermondsey by Court Reporter of Southwark News. Jury to decide on cyclist's fate. Jurors trying a Bermondsey cyclist accused of killing a mother of two by ploughing into her on a bike with no front brake have begun their deliberations. Former courier Charlie Alliston was 18 years old when he hit Kim Briggs as she crossed Old Street in East London on the 12th of February last year. The 44-year-old HR consultant, who had been on her lunch break, suffered catastrophic injuries when the pair clashed heads, and she died in hospital a week later. Alliston, now 20, later blamed her for the collision in posts online. He denies causing bodily harm to Mrs. Briggs by wanton or furious driving under the 1861 Offences Against the Person Act. In a legal first, he is also accused of the manslaughter of Mrs. Briggs of Lewisham, South London, a charge he denies. Alliston was riding a Planet X fixed-wheel track bike, which he bought as an upgrade in January last year at the time of the crash. Prosecutors say the collision could have been avoided had a front brake been fitted, a legal requirement Alliston claims he was not aware of. But the defendant told the jury having a front brake wouldn't have made a difference because he would have had not have had time to pull it. Judge Wendy Joseph, QC, in summing up to the jury at the Old Bailey, said a police expert estimated Alliston was doing between 10 and 14 miles per hour, just minutes before the crash, which was captured on CCTV. The same police expert said tests showed a fixed-wheel bike similar to Alliston's, but fitted with a front brake, would have been able to stop in time. During his evidence, Alliston said he shouted twice after spotting Mrs. Briggs, slowed down as he approached, and manoeuvred his bike to avoid her before she stepped back. He later wrote in a cycling forum that he had twice warned Mrs. Briggs to, quotes, "get the fuck out of my way," quotes, and denied it was he was at fault, the court heard. One witness, David Callan, told jurors he heard Alliston shout something as Mrs. Briggs lay on the ground. Judge Joseph said, "It's hard to think of a case that's more likely to rouse your emotions. A young man who was 18 at the time, a woman in her 40s with a life ahead of her, put to one side feelings of emotion, feelings of sympathy, feelings of revulsion, feelings of prejudice." In his closing speech before the jury was sent out, Mark Weish, QC, defending, questioned the manslaughter charge. He said, "I ask as a matter of common sense and looking across all the evidence, is this really manslaughter? Really?" We've had an eloquent speech from the prosecutor, Mr. Duncan Penny. We've had mood music all around this case, and yes, it's a tragedy for the Briggs family. It's also a tragedy for the Alliston family. Mr. Wythe suggested it was unlikely that drivers in Alliston's position would face the same charge. He said Mrs. Briggs had not used the pedestrian crossing 30 feet away from where the pair collided, and Alliston had right of way. "This is not a case of somebody jumping the lights," he said. "This is not a case of an approach speed on this bike that was illegal. It's a 30 mile an hour area, and hazards that were in that road were not of Mr. Alliston's making." The jury was still out deliberating as the news went to press.